Good evening, everyone. This is Pastor Jesse. And for our introduction tonight, it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what sin you've committed. Jesus stands ready to forgive you. Colossians 3:13, we're commanded to forgive one another. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven us. So no matter what you've done, Jesus stands ready to forgive you. No matter what's been done to you, Jesus stands ready to help you forgive. Jesus knows forgiveness is the biggest need of all. Forgiveness is our biggest need of all. Jesus forgave and forgives people who should have known better but still miss it. Amen. Amen. Pastor Rose is here with us tonight. We are
First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. And I still want to say, change my life, but it's transform people.
Where the Word of God will transform my life, I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is our last Wednesday of the month healing service, July the 30th, 2025. And we're blessed to have you with us tonight. Amen. In the Gospels, in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in the four Gospels, Jesus did 20 miracles, over 20 miracles in 3 years, and 11 of those miracles had to do with individual healings. So Jesus demonstrated God's power by healing every kind of disease and every kind of illness. This evening, do you believe Jesus can do one more miracle tonight? There is no limit to God's power. His power does not run out. No situation is too big for the Lord. Tonight, like I said, this is our last Wednesday of the month healing service. Amen. And we are blessed to have Pastor Rose with us. Amen. She had an exciting episode a couple of weeks ago.
Amen. God is so good.
But so good. Like we said, Jesus is ready to heal us. Amen.
He always is. Amen.
Yes.
And I'm glad to be alive. Another day of living in the light of God's word and his authority, power, and ability. His authority, his power, and his ability. And the life and the very breath that I have is his breath that keeps me alive. So I am so thankful that I'm alive. What happened was on Sunday, the last week, Sunday the 28th.
This is the old calendar. Sundays from now.
Last Sunday, yeah.
Not this Sunday.
Sunday, was I went in, I think it was July 22nd that it happened. About 8:30, I started getting, my legs couldn't move at all. And I thought, what is wrong? I felt like a rag, and my leg was like a rag doll. And so I ended up, the Holy Spirit told me, take a baby aspirin right away. And so I was making an egg sandwich for Pastor Jesse, and I didn't want to tell him, you know. And finally I go, no, I need to tell him there's something wrong with my leg. And then my lip, the right side of my lip started feeling kind of numb, like if I got a shot that I had gone to the dentist. And I told him, I don't feel very good. I want to throw up too. So anyway, Andrew called 911. They came and got me at 8:30. By 4:30, they ended up getting me a room because the emergency room was so packed, but Pastor Jesse can tell you. But I'll tell you what, I did not have any fear whatsoever. They just said it was an acute stroke. And I'll tell you, God is so good. And me and Andrew were talking. He goes, Mom, because of the word, all the word that you have inside and all the confessions you have been making, that's why you're alive, because you believe in God. And let me just give you a few of the confessions that
Jesus had something to work with.
Yes.
Your confessions.
And this is what I confess every night, people. Since June, I started doing this. I have the power to enjoy life free from disease. My body is a testimony of divine healing. I'm full of light, life, and divine radiance. The life of God saturates every inch of my body. I live long, I live strong, and I fulfill my purpose in perfect health, people.
Amen.
I see myself whole and complete and radiant with divine energy. I am an example of divine strength and restoration, and I give no place to sickness. And guess what? They did all this MRI. They put me through all PET scan and all that. And I was there Sunday night. They released me Tuesday in the afternoon. They said, you're doing so good. They said, we want to encourage you to have some physical therapy. And I go, okay, I was going to do what they say, you know. And they let me come home. My doctor came and they visited me. And she said, you know what? I don't think you need physical therapy. You're doing so good. And guess what? My leg just got stronger and stronger, the right leg. And they were saying I was going to need a walker. And we ordered one. We did what they said. I just used it, I think, one time, and that was it. I go, I'm not going to depend on this walker. God is my strength, and He's the power that is within me. And guess what? I am healed, made whole. I have nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing damaged that has done. I am sharp. I have a quick, sharp, alert mind.
Just like if nothing happened.
Like it happened. It was like a nightmare.
Just like if nothing happened.
But thank you, Jesus. I'm good. I'm healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for
amen.
Your prayers and your love. I appreciate each one of you, and I love you. And God has more for me to do. I'm not going home now, because I go, I shall live and not die, and I will declare the works of the Lord. I shall live and not die, and I will declare the works of the Lord. I shall live and not die, and I will declare the works of the Lord. Amen.
The number one way we release our faith is by words.
Mm-hmm.
We believe, therefore we confess. That's what the Apostle Paul wrote the believers. We believe, so therefore we speak, we confess. And Pastor Rose made some confessions that the Lord gave her. And if you want us to send you a copy of it, just text Pastor Rose, call Brother Andrew, email me, whatever it is, and we'll get these confessions to you. You know, confessions, we say them out loud, and our spirit man knows it, but we convince ourselves. We convince ourselves, we persuade ourselves that the Word of God is true. In Matthew 18:20, Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I will manifest myself. So Jesus, he was crucified, he died, he was buried, he resurrected. Right now, he sits at the right hand of the Father. But when he resurrected, he became a life-giving spirit. So whenever two or three of us are gathered in his name, he promises to manifest himself. So when you confess these things, you and your confession, the Lord hears that, those confessions. And like Brother Andrew told Pastor Rose, your confessions, you gave Jesus something to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You gave substance. Jesus something to work with. So it doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter where you are, Jesus wants to heal you. It doesn't matter if it's a cold or if it's cancer, Jesus wants to heal you. Let's say that three times. Jesus wants to heal me. Let's say it three times. Jesus wants to heal me. Jesus wants to heal me.
Jesus wants to heal me, and he does. He already
Jesus
healed me.
Wants
Hallelujah.
To heal. He is a good shepherd. He knows how to take care of his sheep.
Yes,
Jesus wants to heal us. Amen. Pastor Rose and I can testify, Jesus is the healer. Healing is in Jesus.
Yes, it is.
He is a good shepherd. In Matthew 9:28, the blind people came to Jesus, and Jesus asked him, do you believe that I can do this? Do you believe that I can heal your blindness?
Oh, yeah.
So tonight, if you have faith of a mustard seed, Matthew 17:20, you don't need great faith. We just need faith in the healer.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the faith of a mustard seed, all you have to do is believe. Believe what? Believe that Jesus has enough love, enough compassion, and enough power to heal you tonight.
Yes, hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, burden-removing, yoke-destroying, divine power of the living God. Jesus healed 2,000 years ago. He heals today. Jesus healed all who came to him. Tonight, it doesn't matter what symptoms you're fighting your body, if you're going to be healed, first you have to be convinced that it is Jesus' will to heal you. Pastor Rose, when all this is going on, I know Brother Andrew and I didn't see no fear in you. You were just as calm as could be. But were you convinced that Jesus is a healer?
Yes.
When you were going through all this? So you believe this is it, whatever's going on.
I'm in his hands.
And you're in his hands.
Yeah, and I knew he wasn't going to let me die.
And that's that knowing that we're trying to convince our hearers tonight. Jesus wants to heal me. Let's say that again three times. Jesus wants to heal me. Jesus wants to heal me.
Jesus wants to heal me, and he has already in Jesus' name.
I can't say that three times without knowing in my spirit. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus wants. He wants his sheep healthy, whole, and healed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5, verse 28, she thought to herself, all I have to do is touch the hem of his garment, and I will be healed.
Yes.
She was convinced. Jesus went from place to place, healing every kind of sickness and every kind of disease. And every time he did it a little different, according to his power. So she knew. She was convinced. All I have to do is this. She believed it in her heart. She was convinced. And when she touched the hem, the Lord said, who touched me? Jesus knew that virtue, healing power had gone from him. And that's what it is tonight. You just have to be convinced. We know, Christians, we know Jesus did miracles.
Amen.
We know, we believe it. But the problem is we don't believe that he'll do it for us.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we go by feelings emotions and our past experiences. So-and-so didn't get healed. So-and-so did. Listen, concentrate on Jesus the healer and you. And you. Jesus wants to heal you.
And you know what? He healed people that were not even believers.
They weren't even
believers.
They
weren't in the covenant.
No.
More people that weren't in the covenant believed Jesus, and he hadn't even gone to the cross. So how much more is it now that he already went to the cross, that he ascended into heaven, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us? We are the healed. And our receipt is Isaiah 53:5. Heaven's receipt. He was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his stripes I am healed. That is heaven's receipt for me. And I say to the, when symptoms comes to my body, nope, this is heaven's receipt. If there's no sickness in heaven, then there's no sickness in me. And God says that, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. So we can have heaven on earth.
Amen.
And if there's no sickness in heaven, then we don't have to be sick. Now don't get me wrong, we will get attacked, believe me. Symptoms will come against us. They'll want to overtake us. But guess what? We have the victory here. We start in victory. We end in victory. And like Pastor Jesse says, we win here and we win there. So you know what? God is on our side. He has us in the palm of his hands.
Amen.
And that's why we can be at peace and rest in him, knowing that he's our healer.
When it rains on the just and the unjust.
Yeah.
When the sun shines, it shines on the just and the unjust.
Yes, it does.
You know, some people, sometimes Christians are in error thinking that ministers, you know, pastors, prophets, teachers, missionaries, that we're above
the
attacks of the enemy.
Mm-mm.
And we're not, you know, we're not. The enemy hates ministers because they present the gospel.
Yes.
But we are equal to you in faith.
Mm-hmm.
We are above you as servants of the Lord with the gospel. We are under you as servants to you, but we are equal to you in faith. We need faith just like you do.
Yeah.
We get attacked, the symptoms just like you do, but the same healer that healed 2,000 years ago is the same healer today. He is the same power. He has not.
You know what? In fact, he wants to attack the ministers more, because if he can hit the shepherd, guess what? The sheep will scatter. So yeah, this is a war zone, people. We are in a war, but thank God we have the full armor of God. Always put the full armor of God. Every morning before you leave your house, make your confessions.
The two greatest weapons the Lord gave us against the enemy. The two greatest weapons, are you hearing me? The two greatest weapons was, number one, the Word of God. The Word of God. When we pray, Jesus didn't just say what he wanted to up when he was tempted by the enemy. He said, it is written. So the Word of God is one of the greatest weapons you and I have against the enemy. And of course, number two, the really that should be number one, the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In my name. When you pray in my name,
all power has been given unto
me. All power is given to me. You know, there's no limit. There's no limit to God's power. Amen. His power never runs out. No situation is too small or too big for the Lord.
No.
It's just, he was waiting at the well for the woman that came to draw water in the middle of the day. And that's what he's doing tonight. He's waiting for you to come to him, believing in your heart, totally convinced that Jesus wants to heal me.
Yeah.
Jesus wants to heal me. Jesus wants to heal me. Amen.
And I venture to say, you know what? A lot of you that are listening to me, I bet you don't even make your confessions in the morning. You don't put on the full armor of God. You don't say Psalms 91. That is your protection. The blood of Jesus. When you plead the blood of Jesus over you and your household, your vehicles, the marketplace, the workplace, it becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around you. The angels of the Lord are encamped around you. We have to be vigilant. We have to be sober, because we have an enemy out there and he wants to take us out. But we have heaven, all heaven, and the angels backing us up. And when we mention the name Jesus, Jesus, all hell trembles. But all heaven stands when we mention that name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a wonderful name. What a majestic name. What a powerful name. What a beautiful name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
The name above every name.
Amen.
The name above every name. So Pastor Rose and I are going to pray in the Spirit and believe that we're going to create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father.
To come and touch you. Touch every one of our listeners. Jesus is no respecter of persons. He wants to heal you tonight. He is a healer. Healing is in him. And he wants to heal you tonight. So as Pastor Rose and I pray in the Spirit, just be convinced, be totally persuaded that Jesus wants to heal me. Jesus wants to heal me. Jesus wants to heal me. Be convinced. And then just raise your hands right there where you are and start thanking the Lord for your miracle. In the ditch that a miracle. Miracle worker, Father. You are the miracle worker. Our part is to believe, we receive, Father. The grain of a mustard seed, we believe, we receive tonight. Jesus wants to heal me. Jesus wants to heal me. Jesus wants to heal me. Hallelujah, Giresida, Torreando, Orea de Damo, Ketistiri, Ara, Gedado, Godoria, Bora, Anda, Isti, Tetiabo, Ore, Catayanda, La Corre, the Dama, Borida, Isti, Diria, Ara, Ara, Yando, Toria, Poli, Ida, La, Healing all manner of sickness, healing all manner of disease.
Thank you, Lord. I hear the Spirit of God saying there's someone out there that's been dealing with their left shoulder that has had a lot of pain. It's been painful. But the Lord said, just lay hands on. It's like in a swelling. The left shoulder, lay your hands on it and say, in the name of Jesus, I command inflammation and pain to leave now in Jesus' name. All ligaments, tendons, joints, bones, nerves, arteries, be healed in Jesus' name. Receive your healing right now by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. Be healed and made be whole. And then on your left foot, you've been having some pain on the left foot. The Lord says, in the name of Jesus, we command that pain to leave that left foot in Jesus' name. And we call you healed and made whole by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. We release that power and that anointing to go right now. In the name of Jesus, God's power is in this very room. And it's in me and it's in you. And it's flowing in your body now. And it heals you now in the name of Jesus. And there's someone that's been having problems with their tailbone. In the name of Jesus, lay hands on your tailbone and say, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed. I command pain and inflammation to leave now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Back, line up. Align yourself with the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, be made straight and be made whole. And align with the Word of God and function perfectly as you're supposed to in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No more pain, no more inflammation, joints, ligaments, tendons, muscles, and everything. Your body right now is being aligned like a shift is going. And it's aligning you to walk straight in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Without any pain or inflammation. Receive your healing now.
I sense there's someone
Hallelujah.
Someone that's going through some sorrow. Hallelujah. A spirit of grief. You're being overtaken. You feel so sad and unworthy right now in Jesus' name. Even our spirit man, our physical, our mental, our social, Jesus has whatever it is we need. There is no need that's too small or too big for the power of the living God. Right now, just, you need to confess.
Thank you.
You need to confess that Jesus is your healer. He is your Savior. He wants to save you from that depression, from that spirit of grief, from that sorrow. Today is a new day. His mercies are new every day. And he wants to heal that heart right now.
Thank you, Lord.
He wants to heal that heart right now.
Hallelujah.
And just raise your hands and instead of saying, I'm sad, I feel sad, start confessing the opposite.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He is my strength and my weakness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can do all things through Christ.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Don't wait till you're in the mountaintop to thank him.
No.
In the valley.
Thank you, Lord.
When
thank
it's the worst of times, that's when we need to praise him.
Yes.
That's when we need to thank him.
Yes.
We know. Listen, the world goes through stuff, but they don't know who to thank. All they know is they blame God for everything, every natural disaster. God is not the author of bad things.
No.
We thank him. We thank him before we see it. We thank him because we see it.
Yes.
All his promises are yes and in Christ. Amen. Like Pastor Rose said, we have a better covenant. We have a better covenant. We were healed in the old. We are healed in the new. We have a better covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So share with somebody. If you're sad, share with somebody, listen, I've got the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Make that confession. Make that confession. Confess the Word of God. That's the greatest power we have. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The kingdom of God is not just meat and drink. It's love, peace, and joy.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
And joy.
Holy Spirit.
Joy in the Holy Ghost. We go through stuff. We don't deny it. But Jesus is greater than any circumstance, than any situation you can feel, you can experience. Jesus is more real than anything you and I can feel.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is more real than anything you and I can feel.
Yes.
Do you believe that, Pastor?
Yes, yes.
Jesus is more real than anything you and I can feel.
And you know, the Lord was saying, because in your weakness, I am your strength. And when you're weak, say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. When you're strong, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Yeah. Hallelujah.
The scripture says, he is my strength in my weakness.
Yes.
So his strength always comes first.
Yes.
Always comes first. Amen. And trusting the Lord is a choice. Amen. It's a choice that we make. Trust him tonight for your healing.
Yes.
And he will manifest that healing that you believe in for.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Pastor Rose.
That's it. Thank you. I'm alive. I'm alive doing what God's called me, and I'll keep doing what he has called me till he calls me home and I step into glory from this earth in Jesus' name. Thank you so much.
Amen.
For your love and your prayers. We love you. Have a blessed evening. And remember, Jesus is your healer. You already been healed.
Amen.
We're not chasing healing.
Amen. We're keeping healing.
We're keeping healing because healing belongs to us in Jesus' name.
This Sunday on our YouTube, on our First is Kingdom Family Church service this Sunday, Pastor Rose will give up and get up and give her testimony again. So if you don't listen to us on our healing service and our daily bread, watch us this Sunday and you'll see a miracle at work. Amen.
Amen.
So tonight, amen, tonight, no matter what you've done, Jesus is ready to forgive you. No matter what's been done to you, Jesus is ready for you to forgive.
Yes.
Mark 11:25 says, after you pray, after you stand praying, believe that you receive what you say. But it says, forgive if you have ought towards one another. So we're going to leave you with that. Healing comes after forgiveness. Amen. And Jesus is a healer. In Jesus' name. Say goodnight, Pastor Rose.
Good night, Pastor Rose. Good night, Pastor Jesse. Good night to you all. We love you.
We
God
love
bless you.
Good night.
Good night.